Tell me, need or want air?
Need.
Need, right? You need to breathe air, and if you're not breathing air, you're not getting oxygen throughout your body. And so that's
James White goes through a list of wants and needs for survival with 7th graders on a recent Friday morning. White is the Hunter education teacher at Thunder Mountain Middle School. Students sit around countertops equipped with sinks, sand mixers, and various cooking equipment. Moose antlers are propped up on top of several refrigerators at the front of the classroom, and microwaves are tucked into cabinets in the back. As part of survival and hunting skills, White teaches students first aid, CPR, firearm safety, and basic cooking. White says he cooks game meat for students, and it's one of the main ways to get buy-in from them.
He made us moose meatballs and mountain goat stew.
Ooh, how's that?
Amazing.
That's 7th grader Scotland Beck. She's excited about learning basic cooking skills, which is part of the class.
I want to learn how to make spaghetti because that's my little brother's favorite meal, so I can make it for him.
White was recently awarded the Hunter Educator of the Year Award by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for his work on the program. He says the skills he teaches allow students to apply many different math and science concepts to something practical.
What we're doing here is really unique, but it's also exactly how education should be when you're bringing in cooking to math and to science and firearm safety to physics and anatomy, chemistry. I mean, it really is holistic in the approach that we take.
It took time to make the course a part of the school day, though. Last year, White taught Hunter education as an after-school club. Though either way, class or club, he says it's a community effort to teach students these skills. Guest speakers from Fish and Game and Bartlett Regional Hospital teach about wildlife conservation and first aid skills. And the Taku River Sportsman Association donates money to cover the cost of the students' Hunter education certification through the state, which lasts a lifetime.
So many people are willing to give up time to teach these skills, but you know, some of it's also because I'm going to share the woods with these kids too. You know, I want to make sure that they're going to be safe when I see them, or when the other instructors share time and come across them, you know, in a muskeg and see them wearing their Hunter orange. Like, it's like, oh, cool. All right. Like, this kid knows what's up.
But the most important part for White is teaching students to be safe and empowered in hunting.
I'm trying to kind of plant those seeds of empowerment, and giving them those opportunities to kind of guide whatever their life ends up being, but seeing how unique and how amazing, you know, what we have here in Juneau and our community is, and what's allowed people to live and be successful living here is that connection to the land and that respect for it.
Students still have a couple more months to go before they can earn their basic hunting certification at the end of the school year in May. When they finish the course, they can move on to the life skills class in 8th grade to take their cooking and survival skills to the next level. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.